Awareness implies you're allowing what is to be, even the resistance, because you notice it maybe even as a physical contraction in the body, as an emotional field, and perhaps as a thoughts going through your head. You're aware of these, right, suddenly. Oh, I'm resisting this moment. Oh. So you feel it. And so at this moment, this is what is. The mind may want to come in and say, you have failed. You see, you can't do it. It's no use anyway. You might as well give up, become normal again. And resist like everybody else. So when you witness it, that implies you accept that it's there. So in that sense, one could say you're bringing acceptance into non-acceptance. So you could say, I'm angry, upset, this is awful. Okay, and you notice what you feel. There's the upset. That's what is. I'm so unhappy about this thing here, that's right here. I'm so unhappy about it. Which is a thought movement accompanied by an emotion. I'm really unhappy, and a little story, because even to say I'm unhappy is the beginning of a little story. I'm so really unhappy about this. Okay. And suddenly you take one step back, and then you watch the mind saying, this is dreadful, I'm unhappy about this, I really feel unhappy with this. Okay, that's what is. You feel unhappy. And the acceptance in this case, if it were put into words, would be, so what? So you're unhappy. Or in other words, I don't mind being unhappy. That's what is. I'm unhappy. So let me be unhappy. You may be surprised to find that when you don't mind being unhappy, unhappiness cannot last very much longer. I'm not talking about indulging in some kind of story, or I'm so unhappy because, no, that means you're believing in some kind of story, and you do mind, because the entire story is based on the fact that you do mind very much. But if you say, I don't mind being unhappy, that's just what is. You're bringing the you don't mind into a story that is based on I do mind. So in that sense, you're bringing acceptance into non-acceptance. And the amazing thing is, if you don't mind being unhappy, you can't be unhappy for that much longer. It's the end of the story, because if you don't mind, what can you do? The story collapses. I live alone and experience an intense loneliness that is extremely painful, almost intolerable. Well, the primary thing is to look at this on an inner level. The secondary is to look at what one can do on an outer level. But on the inner, the primary,